Why give everyone a universal basic income? Why give everyone a universal basic income? Why give everyone a replicator, med beds, free energy, anti-gravity vehicles? People will sit around and do nothing. Some may, but allow me to speculate for a moment. We're talking about the time between now and ascension. After ascension, we enter a whole new set of circumstances. For instance, we'll live in an environment of such love that all we'll want to do is share it, express it through service, etc. As Michael reminds us, love is the energy of the universe. It is the energy of the mother, and it moves constantly, continually, eternally, infinitely. So, to have an experience of love, it must move through you. It moves through us by our expressing it, but also by our serving others. And after ascension, we won't age, get sick, or die, so we can make some really long-term commitments, like helping Gaia with the rest of the process of birthing Earth into the fifth, seventh dimension. When we return to fundamentals, first principles, remember that all of us are engaged in a journey from God to God, the purpose of which is to allow God to meet itself in a moment of our enlightenment. And remember as well that Mother God built into the human form a longing for liberation that keeps us moving homewards for that meeting. This longing is what has us keep doing that which promises to move us towards that divine reunion, that enlightenment, lifetime after lifetime, and leave behind what holds us back. Of course, I'm describing normal human evolution. Everyone born in this generation is angelic, the Mother and Michael tell us. Divine Mother, you are angels in form, experiencing and expressing love. Divine Mother, let me be clear. There is not one being, human, starseed, hybrid, or earthkeeper, that is not one of my angelic beings. It does not matter your color, your hue. You are my angels, birthed from my being, birthed not only from my womb, but from my heart. Archangel Michael, the awareness, when you choose to acknowledge it, and the, shall we call it, the angelic abilities, are present in the human race, in the individual human form at this time, so that the leap into Nova being is in fact not as great as it might have been in other ages. We will be returned to our original homes, as Michael describes here. Michael, the dying piece is neither here or there, nor there. You know that I would lift you up very rapidly and take you home joyously. And so he would, or the archangel we serve, for all of us, I believe. But it's the time between now and ascension where the going gets really tough. However, even there, to prepare us for ascension and introduce us to what we can expect then, the Mother sends the wave of love, the tsunami of love, the event, singularity, solar flare. The Mother calls it a planetary heart opening, and as such, it will introduce the whole world to this love beyond imagining. Then the cat will be out of the bag, and we will, I predict, get to work as a world, creating a world that works for everyone.